The Cape Breton Regional Municipality marked Emancipation Day last Friday with ceremonies outside the Civic Center in Sydney. Marking the abolition of slavery in the British Empire in 1834, the CBRM commemorated Emancipation Day with prayers, drumming, a flag raising, and a barbecue led by the Celebrate Unity and Community organization. Co-chair of the organization, Zachary Borden, spoke about the meaning of Emancipation Day and the history of African Nova Scotians.
Today is about remembrance, reflection, gratitude, and hope. On August 1st, 1834, the Slavery Abolition Act came into effect across the British Empire, legally ending the enslavement of hundreds of thousands of African people of African descent. While we know that true equality will not arrive overnight, this day marks an important turning point in the long journey towards freedom, dignity, and justice. As we gather here in Sydney, we also recognize that this history is not something that happened elsewhere. It is part of our story here in Nova Scotia. Nova Scotia is one of the richest and oldest black histories in Canada. For more than two centuries, African Nova Scotians have helped build this province through resilience, their labor, their faith, and their families. Despite generations of discrimination and barriers, we continue to create spaces of belonging, preserve our culture, inspire the future generation of African people here in Sydney, Nova Scotia. I am proud to say that my ancestry traces back to the Black Loyalists, men, women, and children who sought freedom during and after the American Revolution. They came to Nova Scotia with hope in their hearts, believing that they could build a better future for their families and for the generations to come after them. While they faced incredible hardships and broken promises, they never gave up. They persevered, and they laid the foundation for the vibrant African Nova Scotian communities that live and enrich in our province today. While I think about my ancestry, I don't just think about the struggles they endured. I think about the courage they showed. I think about the sacrifices they made. And I think about the future generations, including myself, that can stand here today. I don't just think about the struggles they endured. I think about the courage they showed. I think about the sacrifices they made for future generations, including myself, to stand here today, free to gather, to celebrate our culture, to tell our stories, and to continue building the stronger communities that we have.
The other co-chair of Celebrate Unity and Community, Tanya Estwick, then led the gathered crowd in an African libation, a ceremony honoring ancestors and the earth.
We pour this libation to honor those who came before us, those whose footsteps laid the path we now walk. Spirits of ancestors, known and unknown, come dwell with us and hear our call, Ashe. To the day of emancipation, August 1st, the day the chains were broken, the day the bell of liberty rang, we pour to mark this sacred turning. May it remind us all, always, that freedom is not given, it is claimed, Ashe. Blessings as we pour, blessings as so we do remember, as we speak, so we honor, as we gather, so we rise. Freedom is our birthright, unity is our power. May the ancestors bless us, may the future bless us, may we never forget, Ashe. To the land upon which the municipality stands, to the trees, to the rivers, to the lakes and the oceans. We honor your spirit and your strength. May we care for you as you have sustained us, Ashe. For the elders, the leaders, the builders in this municipality, to the people who work the earth, raise families, and form traditions, we thank you, we honor your legacy. May your wisdom guide our steps, Ashe. To those who lead today, may you lead with justice, courage, and with vision. To people of the Cape Breton Regional Municipality, may unity, peace, and prosperity dwell among us all. May we build not just for today, but for generations to come, Ashe. And here comes our generations. To the children and the unborn, you are the hope, the light, the future. May you rise with pride, grounded in heritage, and soar with purpose towards tomorrow. Ashe. As this water returns to earth, so may our intentions be rooted deep and our actions blossom in truth and harmony. May all the spirits be at peace. May the love, earth, and people of the Cape Breton Region Municipality flourish in balance. Ashe.
CBRM District 10 Councillor Paul Nicotuck delivered the proclamation for Emancipation Day.
Proclamation Emancipation Day. Whereas August 1st is Emancipation Day commemorating the anniversary date of 1834 when the British Parliament abolished slavery across its empire, freeing about 800,000 enslaved people of African descent throughout the British colonies. And whereas Nova Scotia joined the world in recognizing August 1st as Emancipation Day by officially legislating the Emancipation Day Act on April 19th, 2021. And whereas we recognize Marie Marguerite Rose as enslaved worker brought to Louisbourg in 1736. After being freed, Marie married a Mi'kmaq hunter and opened a local tavern. We recognize the Caribbean workers who settled in Whitney Pier, Glace Bay, and the Waterford in the early 1900s. Those whose legacy continues in those communities today through the contributions of generations of descendants who have followed them. And whereas we encourage all residents of the CBRM to continue striving towards a caring and compassionate society where all individuals, regardless of race or ethnic origin, are afforded the right to live in conditions of good health, safety, dignity, respect, and peace. Be it therefore resolved that CBRM Mayor Cecil P. Clark and Council proclaim August 1st, 2026 as Emancipation Day in the Cape Breton Regional Municipality.
Afterwards, the community enjoyed a large barbecue and some traditional African drumming. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.